If you're not paying attention to the birds, then you probably haven't noticed the change, and that's okay. May, or at least the first 3 weeks of it, were a blur. Migration started with a trickle, and then a week or so into May turned into a flood. Then abruptly it came to a halt. New species stopped arriving, and soon birding became a search for stragglers. Why is that purple finch hanging around that bog in Hanson? Are these late black pole warblers thinking of nesting here in the woods in Pembroke? The answer is no, unless we suddenly gain a few thousand feet in elevation somewhere on the South Shore. So, we have settled into what will be our routine for the next 3 months. Shorebirds will still be moving along the beaches, but for the most part, June 1st symbolizes the beginning of the songbird breeding season. The bird song will diminish, as their bills will be otherwise occupied, carrying nesting materials and bringing food to their young. So we will need to be even more vigilant with our eyes as we walk around our favorite places on the South Shore. I've always found it very interesting that this change occurs at the time that the butterflies start to emerge. The search for wildlife often results in the search for unexpected movement, a tall grass blade bending or swaying on a windless day, a shadow passing in front of us as we check the direction of the sun and try to capture a glimpse at what caused it, a flash of something kicking up dead leaves on the forest floor. But if we position ourselves correctly, we can find expected movements. Our remaining grasslands, North River Wildlife Sanctuary in Marshfield, for instance, have grown well. Sometime this week, when the sun is shining, take a walk there or at another grassland and watch closely as the butterflies, from American coppers to black swallowtails and others, take to the wing. They'll frustrate you if you try to take pictures when they land, but don't give up hope. You've scoped out an hour for a walk. Where else would you rather be? I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.